Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. So somebody has sent me yet another video of an independent fundamental Baptist preacher preaching against me. And so let's go ahead and have a listen to this one.
And they're just bringing reproach to the name of Christ. There's a lunatic in a strip mall in Arizona doing damage to the work of God all over the country, all over the world. We did a family camp meeting in Canada, and a whole bunch of churches from all over Canada, and probably 10 of those pastors came to me and said, "What's the deal with this guy? He's sending them his videos, and their people are online watching all this stuff, and he's pulling them out of good churches and teaching heresy, absolute heresy, teaching the wicked, vile heresy of replacement theology, all manner of..."
It's amazing what I'm able to do from a strip mall in Arizona. He's trying to belittle me by saying that our church meets in a strip mall, even though we've packed into that building like 450 people. We're not really in a strip mall, by the way. It's more like an office complex. But you know what? I plan to stay in that type of building forever. I never plan to move to an actual quote-unquote church building. And also, you know, I don't ever want our church to own its own building. You know, I think we should just rent until Jesus comes and just keep being in either a strip mall or an office complex, or, you know, just keep renting bigger spaces and growing. But what's the point of owning millions and millions of dollars of property? Almost all churches who do that go into debt to do that. Our church has always just operated in the black. We've never had any debt. And so, you know, it just keeps you flexible. You can grow. If the church gets smaller, you could downsize. If it grows, you could expand. You're not, you know, married to a certain property for 30 years. But I guess it just doesn't impress your buddies, you know, with the big fancy building, the big beautiful facility. You know what? For me, it's not about the facility. It's about reaching people. It's about winning people to Christ. But anyway, so he tries to belittle me with that. And then just talks about how I'm just pulling people out of churches and doing all. How did I pull people out of churches? You know, I'm in Arizona. I've only been to Canada once, and I was there for like, I don't know, was it 36 hours or something? And I'm never allowed to go back. So it's not that I'm sending people my videos and pulling them out of churches. It's just that I'm uploading stuff to the internet and people are listening to it, okay, because they want to hear the Bible being preached. Now, notice what he says is just my vile, filthy, wicked doctrine is replacement theology. Have you noticed a common theme in all of these videos so far? That the big thing that these guys are so upset about is that I'm teaching that Christians have replaced Israel in the New Testament. That in the New Testament, the Jews are no longer God's chosen people, but now we as Christians are the elect. We as Christians are God's chosen people. If you don't understand that subject, just watch our documentary, Marching to Zion, and you'll get it. Or I've preached so many sermons on it. You could read it in the Bible yourself in Galatians chapter 3, Galatians chapter 4. I mean, Jesus flat out said, "The kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof." But yet these people still think that the nation of Israel are God's chosen people. When in reality, now in the New Testament, he told us in 1 Peter chapter 2, and in fact, I'll just turn there so that I can read it for you. "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." He says that we're a chosen priesthood. We are the peculiar people. We're a holy nation. And he's not talking about the Jews. He's talking about Christians. That's why he says in time past, we were not a people, but now we are the people of God. And so the Bible tells us that he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart and of the spirit and not of the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. I mean, Philippians chapter 3, he says, "We are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. How could you be any clearer? And I could go on and on. I'm not going to re-preach all those sermons, but check out our documentary, Marching Design. If you have any question about that, it's free to watch the entire thing online. Anyway, let's listen to a little more of what this guy has to say here.
All manner of wickedness and foolishness. And of course, he's a Baptist, an independent Baptist who believes the King James Bible. I told you, the devil is smart. Devil's smart. Can I just be honest with you?
So basically, he is just declaring me to be just wicked and of the devil. And now he's about to declare me unsaved simply because I have a different view of Israel. So because I don't buy into this Zionist Schofield Bible doctrine of Zionism and the state of Israel and the Jews are God's chosen people, even though they reject and hate the Lord Jesus Christ, he is saying that I'm just completely wicked. But listen to what he's about to say about my salvation, because it really tells a lot more about him as a person. Wait till you hear this outlandish accusation.
Can I just be honest with you? I don't even believe the man is saved. I don't. Because if you've ever run into any of his hordes, and we have, and their definition of salvation is not like God's definition. Their salvation is a work salvation all the way. And that's not in the Bible.
Now, I never thought that I would be accused of that. If anything, my enemies are typically accusing me of making salvation too easy, or that it's too free, or that, you know, I'm leaving out some component of turning from your sins or turning your life around, because I preach such a hardcore message of faith alone for salvation. I mean, sermon after sermon, week after week, I hammer the fact that salvation is by faith alone and that it's not of works. I mean, that is something that anybody who has listened to any of my preaching knows. I mean, I'm sure everyone who's watching this right now who knows anything about me is just completely facepalming that this guy just told a bold-faced lie. He actually accused Pastor Steven Anderson of just preaching a full-blown work salvation. Folks, I've been accused of a lot of things. That's not one of them. That's something that I never get accused of, because I have consistently preached salvation by faith alone. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's all heresy. It's just a horrible, horrible mess. And yet they're there. What are they doing? Damage to the work of God. He said, you need to do it without murmuring and disputing, so that ye may be blameless and harmless. Don't go out there and do damage to the gospel. Go out there and give them the gospel. Don't chase them away from the truth of the word of God by your foolishness and your crudeness. No, give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then we see the perversion of the world.
See, the damage that he's talking about, you know, that I'm just harmful and doing damage. You know what he's doing is damage control. Because what I'm actually damaging is their empire that they've built, his little good old boy club of churches that he preaches for that preach the same junk that I'm exposing and shining the light on. And so the damage is being done to his little kingdom, his little empire. He doesn't want things to change. He wants the old IFB to stay the same. Well, guess what? The old IFB has got some problems that need to be fixed, that need to be dealt with. The old IFB is not perfect. Okay, and so me preaching the truth from the Word of God, and of course, it's impacting people because the truth's powerful. I mean, people, when they hear the truth, you can't really, it's like you can't unhear it. Once you know the truth about Israel and the Jews, and once you realize that the pre-trib rapture is a fraud, you're not going to go back to believing that stuff, because once you see it, it's like, wow, how did I ever miss that? Because this stuff that they're teaching has no basis in scripture, and there are tons of scriptures to prove worse. Notice he doesn't give any biblical evidence here. He just says, it's all just heresy, folks. It's just a mess. It's just wicked. It's just filthy. I mean, why would you describe replacement theology as that? You know, why is he so obsessed with the Jews? Why did the old IFB just worship the Jews, and this is such a sacred cow unto them? You know, but I'm swimming in scriptures here to explain, you know, what I believe from the Bible. You know, we could go to John chapter 8, where Jesus Christ says unto the unbelieving Jews, "You're of your father the devil." And they're like, "No, we're Abraham's seed." He said, "Well, if you were Abraham's seed, you'd do the works of Abraham. You do the works of your father." So he is not saying, "Oh, well, you know, even though you guys aren't saved, you're still the chosen people because of the fact that you descend from Abraham." I mean, the Bible says, "Think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." How can you read that and walk away saying, "Oh, well, the Jews are still God's chosen people, even if they reject the Lord Jesus Christ"? I mean, you don't have to get that far in the New Testament to get to Matthew 3, where he says, "Psh, don't give me this stuff about Abraham being your father. That's not going to work." But yet, isn't that what the old IFB is saying? They're basically saying that Abraham is still their father, even though they reject the Lord Jesus Christ. No, Abraham's the father of all who believe, whether they be Jew or Gentile, red, yellow, black, and white. Abraham is the father of faith. He's the father of those who believe. And Christ rejecting Israel is of their father, the devil. That is what the Bible actually says. Again, I could, you know, go through scriptures on that for hours, okay? I would like to see what these people could turn to from the New Testament to prove their doctrine that Christ rejecting Israel are God's chosen people. They have maybe two scriptures that they can take out of context and twist. And then they just want to live in the Old Testament. Well, yeah, back when Israel actually was God's chosen people, yeah, you can quote stuff from the Old Testament. But guess what? We're in the New Testament, and Jesus told them what would happen. He said, "The kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof." Sounds like they've been replaced. Anyway, God bless you. Have a great day.